Hello.
Hi, is this George?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, George. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear that. I just think you spoke to my colleague Miriam just now, right?
Mimi, yeah.
Mimi, okay. So I just wanted to follow up with you in regards to that. I think you're looking to enroll in getting in the waiver program. Is that
Oh,
correct?
well, I was looking at my we're in a process of the waiver
Okay.
program,
Okay.
but I was looking at me taking care of my mom since I've been doing it last 3 and a half some about 3 and a half years, and I don't get paid to do help her
Okay.
or take care of her, and I've been doing it even more longer than 3 years. Or 3 and a half.
I hear
So
you.
I don't
Okay.
know what's all involved in being my mother's because you understand?
Yep,
I
yeah. I
I
hear what you're saying. In order for you, 1 second. Okay, George, I'm so sorry for that. I just wanted to follow. Okay, so you've been working very hard for your mom. I hear that. Let me just
Yes.
tell you what I do know. So in order
Okay.
to get okay, first let me ask you some basic questions. You don't have to give me the direct amount, but is your mom making more or less than 2,900 a month?
Less.
Okay.
She's retired.
She's retired. Okay. And you're gonna be her caregiver. What's her insurance? What insurance does she have?
Geisinger.
Geisinger. Okay. So let me tell you what the waiver program is. Just to let you know, I'm not out to get you or anything. It's just a process. If you're not comfortable with something, you can let me know. We don't force anything on anybody, but it is a process, and we do have a process of getting, there is a what's the word? 1 second. It's basically a state program. So there's a process that everyone has to do to get onto that. First step is to call into the independent enrollment broker, which is a company that is an intermediary between you and the county assistance office. They're going to have an assessment scheduled by you, with you. What that does is it opens the case to start. Once that's completed, the agency goes ahead and gets a doctor's form filled out for your mom. And then another company called Erion Aging is going to reach out to give her a second assessment. Once that's all completed, you're going to wait for a letter or a message stating that you've been approved clinically by the broker's office, independent enrollment broker. Once that's completed, they send everything down to the county. The county is then going to send you a letter requesting financial information. That's going to look, this is all for your mom, by the way. This is going to be financial information like bank statements, if there's a deed on the house, any information, social security, benefits, things like that. They're going to want all that financial paperwork.
I kind
What?
of wish, I'm sorry.
Go
I
ahead.
kind of wish my brother was here. He could probably answer more. We all could answer all your questions because we are in the process of the waiver program.
Okay, so you've already started all this.
I think so, but I mean, we I don't I called my brother the other week, couple weeks ago or something, and he didn't hear anything back, so I don't know what's going on with it.
Do
So
you guys have an agency? Have you been working with people to help you with this?
did you ever hear of Melanie McAndrew?
I have
No.
not.
Okay. Darn.
Okay, do you have any questions for me? My job is basically to walk my participants through the process and help them get onto the services. I really am here to help you guys, so whatever you need, I'm here for that. Just let me know.
I guess I have to ask my brother first because I'm not exactly, well, you, Jesus, speechless. I don't know how far we are with the waiver program.
I understand. That's okay. We're going to pick up from wherever you're left off.
Oh, and you, I'm sorry. And you do not. I can't even
I'm
talk.
Sorry?
You do know that.
What did you say?
You do know that.
Do know what?
What you just said to me. I'm sorry. Anyways,
Sir, what can I help you out with today?
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm waiting to see what else I can do for you. So the process I went through a little bit with you, the insurance that we work with this agency are PA Health and Wellness, UPMC, AmeriHealth, and Keystone. So those are going to be one of the insurances you may have to switch to with this patient if you would want to continue. Like I said, we do walk you through every step of the process, and I'm more than happy to help you out if you'd like that.
Do I have to change away from Geisinger, or is it me away from Humana?
Well, this has nothing to do with you. We're talking about the patient. The patient would have to switch insurances, right?
We're only talking
about the patient.
Right, no problem. Okay.
Is that something that's going to be a problem?
I would have to talk it over with my brother and my sister.
Okay.
Because my brother and my sister and me are in it for, to get help. Someone either come in or I can do it and get paid. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, well, I don't mind speaking to your sister or your brother. We could have a joint call. We could discuss this. I could give them the details. I could give them the facts. And you guys could decide from there.
So my mother would have to change insurance. Medicare?
Well, she has Medicare. She's going to have Medicaid. But under Medicaid, she would have to have PA Health and Wellness, UPMC, AmeriHealth, or Keystone.
All right. PA Health?
And Wellness.
Okay. And what's the other rest of them?
So you have PA Health and Wellness, UPMC, AmeriHealth, and Keystone.
Okay. That's PA Health and Wellness, or UPMC, or AmeriHealth?
Yeah, or Keystone.
Or Keystone. Okay. I did not hear that come up in our talks that I know of.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
Well, we talked to Melanie. Okay. Can you hold on a second, please? My dog's going to start barking. I have to go out the door here. Can you hold on, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
For this program, parts that I found cool. Like, it's not just not like it's all, okay? You have to do more. You have to do more. Okay.
I'll talk to you later. Because something about a lower control on, I put my brother working on it or someone did. So I can't come and talk. I can't talk right now.
Oh, okay. No problem.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay. I'm back. Go ahead.
All right. No, I'm honestly waiting on you now. You just have to let me know if you'd want to continue with us, and then I don't mind starting you on the process.
Let me speak to my brother, and can I call you back or something?
Yeah, sure. You know what? I'll be in touch with you tomorrow to get a follow-up for you, okay?
Tomorrow's...
Okay.
Thursday.
Yeah.
The 11th. Okay. Yes. What time?
Alrighty.
What time are you?
9 and 5.
Okay. Thank you. No
Alrighty.
Problem.
Alrighty. Take care then. Bye-bye.
Bye.